What's up, guys? It's A100 Savage, and today we're talking about Nick Cannon. Now, Nick Cannon is under fire this week, bro. Under fire for some words and things that he has said on his own podcast. Let's keep that in perspective. On his own podcast is what got him fired from Viacom Wildin' Out. Viacom, as you know, or if you don't know, owns MTV, pretty much anything fucking entertainment on TV, period. Like, they own a lot of shit. But the main thing that they do own is MTV. Whether it's MTV 1 or MTV 2, doesn't matter, whichever one it is, Nick Cannon is on Viacom. And it has, in my opinion, one of the longest running shows ever. And consistent shows ever. Someone that I literally look up to and say, Nick Cannon is a fucking stand-up guy. Now, you can make fun of him all you want, saying, oh yeah, blah, 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 he's goofy, whatever. No, it doesn't matter, bro. He knows what he's doing and what he's doing with it. He always does well, he always does good with it, but he has strong opinions about how he feels. Now, what he said about Jewish as well as white people saying that they're Caucasus, you know, that same, that term right there, Caucasus, the mountain of Caucasus, came, the first time I ever heard it, was from Charlamagne Tha God. He didn't get fucking fired, did he? No. We all know he's still working just fine, because what he said didn't offend somebody. Now, I don't know if they were just looking for a reason to say, fuck it, let's cut ties with him. But they're saying reason why we cut ties with him is because he refused to apologize. But then he did apologize. You see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter if you apologize or not. They're not looking for that. They're looking for a reason to take out, to say, you know what, Nick Cannon, you gone. You know, and he's been doing so much more. And he could have lost literally everything over these words that he said on his own podcast, not owned by Viacom or anyone else, his own podcast. Him speaking with this, I would say, okay, Charlamagne Tha God does have a little bit of a point saying that he should, you know, when he's speaking about somebody, speak to that race like that, but speak directly to a person of that race to see and feel the opinions of them so that way there is no misdirection and hurt from a community. I get that. But how many times have you clicked on Fox News and heard them disrespect black people? How many times have you heard and seen physically, not disrespect, shot down in the fucking streets, bro? No one's getting fired. Breonna Taylor, that's a popular name right now. Everyone's standing for that. And she, her killers are still walking around with their jobs. And even if they got fired, they're still alive. Think about that. They're still alive. Many white people have hurt the black community. That's how it goes. So, for him to get fired for an opinion that hurts someone's feelings, not physically, is some BS. 100%. I stand with Nick Cannon. I stand with him for what he said. I get it. You may have took it wrong. You may have heard it, said, oh, I don't like the way he said that. Or I just plain out don't like the way he said it or said at all. It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter what you feel about it, because he may have hurt your feelings, but it didn't hurt you physically. He didn't take a gun and shoot you. And if he did, he'd be in prison right now. But right now, he's in what's called Hollywood jail. Hollywood jail. They want to make him to look like the bad guy, like he should just feel horrible and terrible about himself. No. There's many other people doing the abuse in Hollywood right now to an opposite race. Making them feel bad, making them look bad, making them be bad, period. Making them into the enemy. But let's not make this a race thing. Let's just put into perspective that what he said, you'd have to rewind it a few times for you to actually understand how someone could be offended by it. That's the problem with social media. Social media will let you be offended by something. Social media will let you go and be whoever you want. You can lie. You could say, oh, I'm this, I'm that. I'm living in a mansion right now. Look at me, look at me. But as soon as you decide to speak the truth about an issue, oh, now you're in the wrong. Now you're not the right. You're not doing your job. You're getting fired from your own show that you created. That doesn't even make any sense. But you got to understand who owns Viacom. It's not black people who own Viacom. It's not even a Mexican, a Puerto Rican, or anything. It's a white person, white people who own Viacom. So if they get offended, they can give you the boot off of that show that you're on, that you created. Like Rob Dyrdek, think about him. If he were to get fired off of Ridiculousness, you see what I'm saying? That shit is crazy to me, bro. No one's standing with Nick Cannon. I stand with Nick Cannon, bro. Fuck them, bro. Fuck them. Make sure you favorite the podcast. Make sure you share with your friends. And I'm out. Peace.